The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
We could probably call these discourses in the Gospel of John, and they're rather lengthy discourses, going all the way back to the beginning of chapter 14 and all the way through chapter 17. Maybe we could call it, of course it's called the Last Discourse, but I call it Spiritual Lessons from the Gospel of John. What we see is John is giving us, Jesus is giving us through John, this sense of what does the Spirit do? What does the Advocate do? Who is the Spirit advocating for anyway? Why are you calling him the Advocate? Well, because, of course, the word in Greek can mean advocate, almost like someone who is going to take the place you're before God's throne on behalf of you, right? It can also mean paraclete or the announcer of the good news, right? The bringer of good tidings, right? And this the term has, you know, a great versatility. But why call him the Advocate? That's the first thing. Because the Advocate is taking your side, as it were, in a court, like an advocate can be a lawyer. And so you think, well, why would we need any side in a court of law? And of course, because you have a prosecuting attorney out there who's trying to, as it were, debilitate you and bring your case to prosecution. And who is that? Well, that's the evil spirit. That's the devil. That's Satan himself, who becomes what the book of Revelations calls the accuser. And, Bishop Fulton J. Sheen had this wonderful passage where he says, you know, when you're ready to sin or about to sin, the devil is your advocate. He's your supporter and your friend. And the minute you sin, he becomes the accuser. He wants to bring you to despair. The Holy Spirit, on the other hand, when you're about to sin, he's basically the one who's trying to prevent you from sinning, advocating for you, as it were, to prevent you from so doing. But after the sin, he is the one who is presenting you before God as someone worthy, as it were, to be rescued, worthy to be redeemed, worthy to be brought into the fullness of heaven. And therefore, there's absolutely, as Bishop Sheen would say, no need for despair, because the advocate that you have, the proclaimer of the good news that you have, is perfect hope itself, the complete antidote to despair. And so that's one dimension, you know, that we just have to remember, is that no matter what happens, in fact, it's not just if we are in the case of sin, but if we're suffering, it's the Holy Spirit that comes to us and really tries, to give us the good news. He's the herald of the good news, the paraclete, the proclaimer that is telling us all will be well. Everything is in God's hands. Offer this suffering up to God for the redemption of sins and for the church, and of course, above all, for the salvation of souls, particularly those of your own and those of your family and friends. All these things are clearly a part of, you know, the role of the Holy Spirit to bring hope. So he's your advocate. He's always your defender. He's your hope against the despair that, of course, may come in the wake of suffering or sin. He's the one that is building you up. And, of course, right as we get in today's passage, he's condemned the prince of this world. He's already brought Jesus has condemned the prince of this world and brought him low. And that's what the Spirit is going to say. Don't ever listen to the devil. Don't ever listen to his accusations. Don't ever listen to his thoughts about despair. He's done away with. The prince of this world has been condemned. And of course, if that's the case, then all there is not is, of course, the hope in Jesus Christ. The hope that we have that all of our sufferings will be brought into redemption and fruition for us, for the world, when we make those morning offerings, right, and offer them up and join them to the sins of Jesus Christ. There's hope in times of sin. There's hope in times of suffering. There's always hope because Jesus Christ has won the victory for us. And the one who wants to turn these occasions into despair has been completely defeated. And that hope, that's worth remembering, especially when we get into the challenging moments and when we get into those moments of real, you know, difficulty in our lives, or, you know, suddenly, you know, we could be right in the midst of good spiritual or moral conversion and discover, wow, looking back on my life, I was a pretty rotten guy, you know, or whatever. And even that, you know, the devil comes right in and says, yes, you were a very rotten guy, and you are not worthy of anything, you piece of trash. At which point the Holy Spirit, taking the redemptive hope in our gospel reading today, comes right into our hearts and gives us peace and gives us that hope, the pure antidote to despair. Take it. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.